Wow, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast. I'm pretty excited. I'm Gareth, I'm a platypus, and this is my very first podcast. You're just in time. I was grilling up some spicy pickled prawns. As a platypus, I enjoy any form of shellfish. Yep, nothing beats a nice, crunchy, spicy... Ooh. Ooh, it's too spicy. You want to try one? Okay, let's check some emails from our fans. I'll just open up my laptop here. And, it's never made that noise before, and that's... When smoke is coming out of your computer, is that supposed to do that? Thanks for calling Gareth the Platypus Podcast. This is Gareth the Platypus speaking.
Hey Gareth, this is Oasis. Congrats on your first broadcast.
Oh, hi Oasis. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, it's pretty much a dream come true. You know, I think I might be the first platypus to ever have a podcast. Though I can't be totally sure. Say, Oasis, how old are you?
I am 12 years old. I was wondering, how does it feel to be half duck and half beaver?
Great question, Oasis. I get the best of both worlds. I'm at home in any freshwater environment. And most everybody thinks platypuses are cute. Although, it is hard for a platypus to be taken seriously. I mean, we are pretty ridiculous looking.
I have a computer question for you, too. What were the first ones like?
Well, I guess that would depend on your definition of a computer. Sure, digital computers are everywhere these days, but not so long ago, the world wasn't filled with smartphones and tablets and those watch thingies. What are they called? It doesn't matter. Years ago, computers weren't so small and portable. Why, computers in the mid-1900s would fill an entire room, and their processing power was so low, you couldn't even play Space Invaders on them. Space Invaders? You've never heard of Space Invaders? Never mind. Now, if we want to go way further back, like 2,000 years ago, there was the Antikythera mechanism. An ancient machine that calculated the location of planets in the sun and the moon and kept track of the schedule of various sports events. So it was kind of like a calendar, but a calendar with cogs and gears that you'd power, if you lived in those days, you'd power it by winding it with your hand. Now, a tool like the slide rule is also considered a computer. You know, now that I think of it, what about abacuses? Are they computers? Yeah, I hope that answers your question, Oasis.
Thanks, Gareth. This was fun talking to you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling, Oasis. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, it's time for...
Gareth's Challenge!
All right, my challenge to all you listeners out there is to learn more about computers. Now, to learn how they function, you could take an old one apart. Carefully, please, ask your parents to help you with this. Don't just go poking a laptop with a screwdriver. You could enroll in a coding camp. Or, of course, you could always read more about them online. Okay, I guess that's all for today. I'd like to thank my call-in guest today, Oasis, for joining me. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Gareth. I'm a platypus, and this is my podcast.